How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation. Hey everyone, Andrew here. As you know, Michelle and I are going to be at ADHA's annual conference this year that's held in Jacksonville. It starts in June 14th to the 19th. The leadership of ADHA has been really working on making this meeting a fun and exciting event. There's been a lot of changes going on. Here's Betty Cable, ADHA president, to talk a little bit about that.
So we listened to our members and non-members, and we really felt like we weren't connected to them. And some of the things that they wanted change with annual conference, we went from CLL, which just sounded so business-like and so meetings, and it just kind of turned people off. So we felt like we listened to people and we heard that they wanted more fun, they wanted more hands-on courses, they wanted a CE pass, which is something new that we have this year. So you can pay one price and you can go in and out of meetings or courses. So if you decide you go in and it's not really what you're wanting to hear, you can go leave and go somewhere else.
ADHA Annual Conference, now with CE pass. Visit ADHA.org to learn more and to sign up. We'll see you there.
Get ready for your unofficial dental hygiene podcast. These are the tales of two hygienists, one East Coast RDH and one West Coast Guygenist. Listen as they tackle the profession of dental hygiene with humor and enthusiasm. Now, please join Michelle Strange and Andrew Johnston as they tell you a tale of two hygienists.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of A Tale of Two Hygienists. This is Andrew, and you are listening to episode number 70. So, funny story. I decided that I'm going to fly out to Minneapolis. I think that I'm going to go ahead and I have a hotel room. I'm going to get a bunch of work done. I'm going to record this intro for episode 70. I'm going to put it out tonight. It's going to be available for Friday morning for everyone. I think I'm a genius. I think this is really going to work. And I'm thinking in my head, do I need to bring all of my recording things? This is when I was packing. The answer was no. I did not need to bring all of my recording stuff, so I left my recorder, I left all my microphones and everything at home, except for there's a USB mic that I have that plugs into my laptop for when Michelle and I usually do our intros, and it has really good sound quality, so I don't have to worry about it. And so I said, okay, well, I need to make sure that I bring the cord with it, because sometimes like I will bring the microphone and forget the cord and then I'll be in trouble. So I put it in my suitcase. I checked it. And right now I took a look at my microphone and I tried to plug it in and the little plug-in thing broke, because probably because I had left it plugged in and it got like jammed really hard. And then I tried to take my lovely microphone apart and now it doesn't work at all, and I just don't know what to do with myself. So I am recording now on my cell phone on an audio recording device, and we will see how it goes. We hope everyone had a great Easter. I had an interesting Easter. It's one of those things that I'm not embarrassed of my children, but sometimes my children frustrate me. And this is, hopefully some of you can relate to this. It's kind of embarrassing on my end, but you know, that's what we do on this podcast is share embarrassing stories, I guess. So my middle child, who I will not call out right now, just in case 30 years from now he listens to this episode and hates me for it, Hiram, he was in the very far back and he was sleeping, and then he woke up, and then apparently he wasn't feeling very well and he threw up. Now, we were in the car going up to grandma's house, and this was, or I guess great grandma's house, and it, you know, family was there. It was he wasn't wearing super nice clothes, but he's wearing, you know, jeans, and now he had vomit all over his jeans, and it was really disgusting. And I think the thing that made me the most mad about that whole entire situation, because I got pretty mad at him, it's a 3-hour drive there, and we were already 2 hours into it by the time all this happened. I almost turned the car around and went back home. I was so angry with him, and I don't really know why. Part of it was just because, you know, he didn't communicate properly to me, saying that he wasn't feeling well, and which, you know, then didn't let me fix the problem or, you know, prevent throw up from all over, because we could have gave him a bag or something to throw up in, or we could have pulled over or whatever. But then I started thinking about it, and because I was telling one of my patients about it, I didn't tell the patient, you know, that I got mad because I didn't want to look bad in front of the patient. But then I was about ready to tell a second patient that story, and I realized this is you, patient. Like, I'm so mad at you because you basically threw up all over your teeth. I mean, you're not taking care of them very well, and you get mad at me when I have to do a thorough cleaning. But then you don't communicate to me your needs and where you're lacking. And it was really frustrating on my end because, like, I'm internally getting just so, so upset at this patient. And so I just think I have a problem with people that just don't want to communicate very well. I don't know why I told you guys all that story, but anyways, that's what's happening. If you couldn't tell, Michelle is not going to be on this intro. She is traveling this week. I'm traveling this week. We just couldn't make things work for Easter. But what I did want to do is say thank you very much for our listeners. I know we haven't done a great job in reading some of the reviews that we've gotten on iTunes. This is going to be, by the way, another shout out for you guys going on iTunes and rating and reviewing us. We really, really, really need those ones so people know that we're relevant. But this one is from Kathleen S. RDH. And this was from February 1st, 2017. She said, "The dentist I work for told me about your podcast, and I've been hooked ever since. I only have time to listen during my morning commute or when I work out. Andrew and Michelle are so fun to listen to, and I've learned so much. Each episode will give me a new piece of information or give me something I will want to look up. It has been great to listen to some of the interviews, especially those that have presented at some of the meetings that I have been at. Thanks for keeping me inspired in my profession. And I am also inspired to work on more as well. Keep up the good work." So thank you, Kathleen, for that. That was super nice of you. I really, really appreciate that. We have another one from Denise RDH. I like how I think almost all of our reviews are all from RDHs. There are a couple of dentists on there, I think, too. But I like how I like when you are asked to sign your name on there, you guys always put that you're an RDH. So it's really cool. Denise says, "It's interesting and educational, great for the long commutes." And so, which is very funny because I think that's why I really got into podcasting as a listener, at least, is because I started traveling up and down the I-5 corridor, which if you guys are on the western side of the United States or ever have been over here, I-5 goes from basically Canada all the way down through California. So it's a really, really long one. And I travel for work. I go all up and down from Oregon to Washington. And it's very nice to have something to listen to on my commutes. And so I'm glad that it's helping you guys as well. So upcoming, we have ADHA's annual conference. You heard the intro that we just recorded with ADHA President Betty Cable. We're going to do some more recording at ADHA. And if you guys wanted to be on the podcast, come find us and we'll put you on there. We'll have all of our recording equipment. It'll be fantastic. Also, we have, I'll be at Smiles at Sea, I think coming up next week. By the time this is released, it'll be next week. So if you are going to Smiles at Sea, come find me for that too. Say hi, introduce yourself. I'm really super socially awkward in real life. I'm not a great conversationalist, but it's not because I'm not interested. So just keep bothering me and I'll loosen up eventually. One thing that you can do is if you bring me like a Red Bull or a Rockstar or whatever, and I have something in my hand to drink while we're talking, I'm a much better conversationalist. So just keep that in mind. And I like free drinks, so that's great too. Also, we're going to be at RDH Under One Roof, and that's going to be coming up in August, I believe. And so if you can't make the ADHA annual session, then come find us at RDH Under One Roof. Michelle has a bunch of other things coming on. I know she's going to be at the AOSH meeting in September, and that's going to be down in Salt Lake City. So you can find her there. But if you guys ever wanted, she hasn't really used this podcast as a platform, and sometimes I wish that she would, but she does a lot of webinars and things like that too that are free. And so if you wanted some CE on all the things that Michelle's ever talked about for these last couple of year and a half or whatever it's been, then reach out to her and let her know that you're interested, because I know she'd be happy to give a free webinar for you guys too. That's pretty much it. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. We recorded this one at Chicago Midwinter. Michelle's been talking about this for, you know, a couple months prior to Midwinter, something that she had mentioned to me before, that she's really excited about this new product that was coming out, and it's called MouthMate. And this is Sheree Lipinski, and she's the CEO, founder CEO, and you can tell in her voice that she's really passionate about oral health and patient education. And while she's not an RDH, she has a lot of dental background. And I think that her passion for people getting healthier is similar to what we all have. And it's nice to know that there are people out there making great products. We really hope that you guys enjoy all the message that she has. And also, please reach out to her. We have a bunch of videos on video links on the show notes. So please go and look at the video links on the show notes and reach out to Sheree Lipinski. Have a great week, everyone.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah?
It's time for the interview.
Oh, but I had something else to say.
We need to let the experts talk now.
Fine. Listeners, we are here with another interview, still at Chicago Midwinter, and we're actually with a friend of mine that I've known about this product before it even got launched.
She told me about this a long time ago.
Yeah, and I'm actually very excited that it's launched and that she's going to be on the podcast. But this is Armor Dental. Well, I'm going to let you introduce you and yourself and your product.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Michelle. Thanks for having me, Andrew, as well. So my name is Sheree Lipinski, and I am CEO of Armor Dental, and we have been developing our first product, which is a patented post-procedure healing product that the patient uses when they leave the office to heal at home. And then I'll get more into the utility of it as we go. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I really wanted to highlight is the fact that you are not a dental hygienist, you're not a dentist, but you kind of came up with this product in conjunction with your partner. So tell us a little bit more about that journey and how this
It's a great story that I hope your listeners will appreciate
for
sure. So you're right. I'm not a dentist. My mother was an oral surgical nurse for 45 years in the Boston area, worked for 6 oral surgeons. One of the oral surgeons is Dr. Catherine Haltom, who is my co-founder of Armor Dental, who I've known since I was a little baby. So I actually started assisting when I was 16 years old in their office. So when most kids were out playing in the snow, the bigger the surgeries, the better. So anything from wisdom teeth, I saw the first implants being placed, big Lafort surgeries in the OR. I'm a science dork. I love surgery. I mean, when most women say they love cooking, which I do too, I have to say I love dentistry and oral surgery in particular. So I was actually a biology major, was going to be an oral surgeon, took one marketing class in college and junior year out in the Bay Area, and the rest is history. Went into marketing for the last 20 years, have had my own agency, PR firm, for about 18 years. I sold that company a year ago to come full-time, to focus focus full time on Armour Dental. So about 3 years ago, when I met Michelle, who's really, I have to say, has been one of my closest confidants in this business. You've been very good to me and supportive of what we're trying to do. And, you know, Armour Dental's mission is to modernize the patient experience once they leave the office. We feel there's a tremendous opportunity, you know, with all the surgical new techniques and surgical products and just in general dental products. We feel there's an opportunity to extend that care out of the office. We feel patients need more help at home. So we're really trying to create practical solutions and products to extend that care. You know, you hygienist and dentist work so hard in the office on procedures, but you can only do so much. You can't follow them home. So how can we, you know, protect your work, so to speak, and get those patients to do the things that you want them to do at home? So getting back to the dentist question, no, I'm not a dentist, but I feel like I am. I've been working really hard. My daughter, at the age of 10, had her tooth removed. You know, just a little bit of decay, had her tooth removed, and I hadn't thought about dentistry in many years, as you can imagine, over 20 years at least. And I was still close to my co-founder, Dr. Haltom. Her name is Katie Haltom. And so Katie and I would often talk about wine or, what was I going to say, wine or food or travel or what have you.
Another
and,
reason that we say, get
now
along.
That's the real link.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
there.
Exactly. And so, and out of the blue, Grace, my 10-year-old, had her tooth removed, and that next day she couldn't brush around that surgical quadrant, that socket. And she said, Mommy, and she showed me the instructions, and that's when all those memories came back of me working with my mom. And I said, and I thought, you can't brush near there. That's the number one thing they're telling you to do is brush near that area, and you're afraid.
Yeah.
So I took my finger, my index finger, and I put it over that area, and I protected it while I brushed that area. And inevitably, I got some bristles of that toothbrush in that socket. She started crying, and she's like, Mommy, that hurt. And at that moment, I thought, there has to be a better way for implants.
Right.
Then I started thinking my business brain. I thought, okay, well, if this little girl is hurting from her little tooth getting removed, mm-hmm. what about patients that are having implants and bone grafts and you know, those other, you know, surgeries.
Tissue grafts and sinuses.
Especially soft tissue grafts, exactly. And mm-hmm. those are really, yes, you know, they can wing it at home, and a lot of patients do, but why not change that? It's very simple. Why not help them more? And that is, so the win-win really is to help the patients, young to elderly. If you're having a tooth removed or a bone graft or an implant, have that patient feel more comfortable brushing near that surgery area so they're more compliant with those instructions. We're also finding that the product, and there's four products to the line, so they've been specifically designed after the most popular surgeries, oral surgeries and periodontal procedures, but we also are seeing patients, and when you are listening, listeners, you'll also can click on the videos that we'll have to go along with this, you'll see that this product really works well with not only implants and bone grafts and extractions, but also we're seeing a lot of younger kids use it for orthodontists. They're retracting the area, you know, these white spots, and obviously cavities are a real problem for those young kids.
Yeah.
We're seeing pediatric dentists and offices using the product to retract and improve that hygiene for really even young kids. So the big mission for the company that I hope your listeners will really grasp, and that is, how can we get the kids early on to brush better, even as young as 4, 5, 6, you know, when they're not even brushing yet, the moms are brushing for them, so they know their mouths better. This is what gets me really excited and passionate about. If we can teach the kids to brush better and understand their mouths better early, then when they get the braces, which most kids do, they'll already know their mouths better.
Right.
They'll clean better with the braces. And then as they get older into adults, if they have work done, whether it's an implant or graft, they just know themselves better from an oral health perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is for Armour Dental. The product will speak for itself, but I think my mission really is if we can get patients to really manage their biofilm better long term and really understand it, it all starts from your mouth. I mean, it sounds, you know, but you guys are hygienists. You get this. It really, your health starts in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get that message out there more with this product, then the product will sell itself.
Totally agree. Totally agree. So, Andrew, have you had a chance to look at all the different ones? So there's how many of them?
Sure.
Trying to peek at them.
Yeah.
Let's
there's,
talk about them.
There are four, and we received our first patent last year, so that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're selling the product through you know, different distributors like Henry Schein and Ace Surgical and Patterson and Benko, and we're really very blessed to have their support. There's a unique part to the product where it bends. There's a bendable handle, so the patient can customize the fit over the area. The tips, if you will. So if you think about a toothbrush, and at the end of the of the handle, there's a protective kind of gear that actually you hold it over that surgical area.
Yeah.
Or you can, so there's also a circular tip, there's an oval tip, and again, like for an example, the circular tip works well with apicos or exposures, wisdom teeth surgeries, whereas we call it the U-shaped, and again, you have to see on the video, mm-hmm. is more for the implants and bone grafts.
Yeah, over the ridge. It's going to kind of cup over the ridge.
Yeah, exactly. They just kind of hover over there. Yeah. And we did a study of 600 patients last year and 100 patients in 2015, and we're finding the common theme for most patients is they just are tired of leaving the office. You can have the best office on the planet, mm-hmm. The best care, the best hygienist, the best dentist, but you can't follow them home, as I've said. So how can we, you know, you work so hard in these great procedures, even a deep scaling procedure. You know, those patients often in 3 days fall off the hygiene bandwagon, as mm-hmm. I call it. Mm-hmm. How can you, you know, help them do their job better at home? So when they see you in 2 weeks after, say, mm-hmm. deep cleaning, they're actually more, they're less inflamed, and their mouths are a lot cleaner when they see you because they're actually cleaning their mouth better with MouthMate.
Yes. Yes. So Andrew's over here, like, playing with them.
Yeah. And they're very comfortable. The you know, the handle, we spend a lot of time with our engineers on, you know, a unique handle that's practical, that fits well with even children mm-hmm. to adults. You'll see that there's a narrowness, if that's a word, to the end of the handle, so it fits really nicely in the mouth. And then the tips are very soft. We wanted them to do this job. So, for example, when the patient uses it, it's very comfortable and soft, but they're not too soft that the bristle of the toothbrush will hit that area. So we wanted to make sure. And one other thing about it is, you know, when we did our study, we had many clinicians ask us, were you worried about using two handles at the same time?
Yeah.
So the patient uses the MouthMate and then the handle, but we found that it wasn't something we looked for. We looked for that because we wanted to make sure that the patient could do both. And so what we found was, you know, MouthMate is only over the one surgical quadrant or that one area that's challenged. It's deep pockets, for an example, mm-hmm. or an ortho kid using it. They're only using it for a short amount of time. And they're not moving that hand.
It's stationary. But their dominant hand is the one doing the
exactly. brushing. And it's really important because some clinicians will look at it and say, oh, well, is it hard to use two handles? And we say, well, no, we looked for that. Mm-hmm. But they're not moving that. They're only moving one hand, and that's the toothbrush. And they're not pushing down on any of the surgery areas. Again, you'll notice that the tips are designed that they're kind of concave, so they kind of hover versus lying flat over the surgical site. So my co-founder, as an oral surgeon, it was really helpful to have her design the product with me because those little suggestions really went a long way when we introduced it to mm-hmm. patients. They really could understand it was a very thoughtful, practical product versus a gimmicky product.
Right.
We want to make that goodie bag more practical and useful mm-hmm. versus just having, you know, gauze pads and oral rinses and soft brushes. Those are all important tools, but we feel that there's not really an implant bone graft or an extraction healing aid, if you will, or even a hygiene tool. I mean, it's really a hygiene tool, I think, first, and then a protective gear second.
And what is really going to be great for the hygienist is that you don't have to clean what they didn't for weeks.
Right. Right.
And your chlorhexidine staining, your the calculus that builds up, especially around graft sites and bone grafting sites where that membrane and those sutures have been sitting
there
and everybody's a little cautious of them.
Yeah.
You're not having to beat up on that site to clean all the calculus
that's
probably sat there. But so can some of these be like reused? So if you're going through extraction to bone graft to mm-hmm. implant?
Yes. So it's a great question. Right now, because the product is priced so inexpensively, mm-hmm. it's only a $4.99 product, so $5.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the clinician we find, we've asked how our customers are selling it, or not even selling it, mm-hmm. but you know, they're really folding into the procedure. It's only a $5 product, so we feel that's a very fair value for an implant, or really even for a deep scaling procedure. We feel a $5 value is really an acceptable, but we've asked clinicians. So what we find is that the clinician that gives it for an extraction, if they have a bone graft, mm-hmm. they could use, because they're similar tips that they would use, mm-hmm. but most likely the clinician will just give them a new one. Yeah,
okay.
I think so. Getting back to what you said about the hygienist and why this would make her or his job better, it's interesting. A quick story. My own hygienist said to me when we were developing this product 2 years ago, she said, how's that product coming? I said, oh, Brooke, it's going great. And she said, bring it in the next time. So I did. And she said, she looked at it and she said, you know, Sheree, you are going to be a hygienist's best friend. And I said, really? I said, that's, and I've never forgotten it. And I said, why is that? And she said, well, I can always tell when I have a patient that has come in and that has had work done in between when I see them. And I said, really? And she said, there's always more plaque around that area because they just can't brush near those adjacent teeth. And it takes me longer to clean that mouth versus the person that comes in the next time that hasn't had surgery and their mouth is cleaner. Mm-hmm. And she said, so if you could help my patients clean better in between my visits, you'll make my job better.
Absolutely.
And it won't take me as long and my hands won't hurt as much. And she said, so your at-home care mission is really important to hygienists and you'll be our best friend. So I thought, and that is immediately when I think I met you actually, Michelle, and that was just a great meeting. And then we've of course stayed in touch, but I've also talked to a lot of clinicians and of course hygienists, and one of the hygienists, we really listened to you. Yeah. I have to say, like, we've built this company, and it's not just because I think this is a great idea. We've actually developed the four products that we're launching for the line with the help of hygienists. So for a quick example, one of the products works with wiggly teeth, and I never would have thought of that, but it was an actual hygienist that said to me, you know, we get these wiggly kids in the chair and they're all worried about we're going to hit the wiggly teeth.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you can help us protect that wiggly tooth while we clean the area, then I can give it to the kid to take home and mom's happy. Mm-hmm. And then once the tooth is out, after it falls up, because those teeth stay floppy, wiggly for weeks, and the plaque builds up and it annoys the mom and the hygienist because they think that you're going to hit that wiggly tooth. Then the kid can use, after the tooth comes out, they can use the product also to cover that surgical or that area, the extraction or that area. So that my point is, we really take your recommendations very seriously. In fact, I included photos when we first launched at Yankee Dental because of a hygienist, and it was a photo that she used in her office of a kid using it for a wiggly tooth. Mm-hmm. So I value, I love hygienists. I should have been a hygienist.
Well, and I think that this is an excellent point, because when you are at the exhibits and you're walking through I've gotten on my soapbox before about just don't treat the vendors as if they're free sample givers, like you're trick-or-treating. There are going to be people who are there that have developed a product that want to hear your feedback and want to be involved with what you're experiencing as a clinician. And you can be as valuable to them as their product can be to you.
Right.
And so you just really need to remember that when you are walking these floors.
It's a great point.
I mean, you go to Chicago Midwinter where we are now, and it's like, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I live my life on an exhibit floor, and I walk in here and I'm like, it's almost like going into Vegas and the lottery things are like, and I'm like, I can't. There's too many. To me, my senses are freaking out right now. But when you take the time to stop at a booth, get to know that person behind it, because there's a great story.
Right.
And what you can offer them, you could be a part of a product development.
It's true. I thank that hygienist. I mean, I actually have had so much great feedback when I talk to moms about the wiggly tooth protection. They practically hug me. I mean, I have had parents that are saying, oh my gosh, this is the best idea ever, because those wiggly teeth really are a problem for kids.
Yeah.
They're like a wound to an adult, actually.
Absolutely.
So we do listen quite a bit to that feedback, because you know, we're growing this product as we develop new products, and in the future, this is just one line. We actually have a restorative product in the works. We have a bone grafting product in the works. That's more of a surgically applied product that we're working on. So this is Armour Dental, really is about enhancing that care at home for the patient. The patient really is the focal point for this company. And I tell clinicians this every day when I talk to them, and that is, what are you doing to enhance that care at home? Right now, they walk out of that office, they close the door, and they cannot impact that recovery.
Right.
They really can't. Right. Even if you're the best office and you call them and check on them, which many do, after a 10-day post-op, when you see them again, you're not emotionally connected with those patients at home, and they need more from the offices.
Yeah,
and I feel that is a discussion I look forward to talking more about with key opinion leaders and on the podium, and actually talking about extending that care at home, because that's really a main focus for us.
And that's the main focus for freaking us, too.
Dang it.
That's why we love you.
All right. So then where can people find the product? Well, we're going to post the videos and contact information.
Sure.
If they use the product. I think it's important that you are so open to feedback.
Absolutely.
Because this is your baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So let's see. So the distributors that are selling it right now are Henry Schein, of course, Ace Surgical, Patterson, and Benko. We are available also online at our website. So it's www.armor-dental.com. We, of course, want to support our distributors, so we encourage them to order them through our distributors. But of course, we also sell direct on our site at Armor Dental.
So the videos, are they possible to like link to doctors' websites and stuff? For patient education?
Great question. Yes, I believe we can do that. I know that on our website now, and I encourage all of you, not only just to, if you wanted to order the product, but please go to our website. We have many patient testimonials of patients using the product over the 600 study, patient study. We also have demonstrations of the product that you'll see at least a dozen of how the product works, because it really is important to go see that.
Yeah.
But and linking to offices, I think, would be a great idea. We have testimonials from clinicians.
Yeah, I think that, so if they look at the videos and they find that this is a product for them, could they then have it on a tablet that they can give a patient and
absolutely
say, this is how
yes
this is going to work,
yes,
this is what it looks
right
like.
Yeah, and in fact, that's a really good point. The most important part of this product, you actually, Michelle brought up a really important point, and that is, this is when you see the product at first, I thought it was a very intuitive product. You look at it, you think, oh, I see a great need for this, right? Most clinicians do say that. But then in their mind, they kind of don't get it yet. They look at, is it a toothbrush or does it help?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I'll show them a video of a bone grafting patient or an implant patient or even a child, an orthodontic kid using it to retract her cheeks to brush better. They have that aha moment and say, oh my gosh, now I get it. Now I understand how it works. So I think it's really important to, the point I'm making is that the office, it has to be a team effort. The hygienist, the lead assistant, they really have to be on board with this new product and understanding it and not just putting it in a goodie bag.
Mm-hmm.
The offices that are doing really well with this product are just so excited about it and they're standing behind it and they're saying, this is really going to help you with this, that, and the other. You know, from your, improving your hygiene, having more comfort at home, protecting the surgical site if it is a surgery patient or if it's just a hygiene patient, improving her, you know, gingivitis or deep pockets. They explain the product versus just thinking the product and saying, instead of saying, this product is in your goodie bag, it's going to help you brush better, they're going to get home, and I promise you,
They're not going to know what it is.
Because it is truly a new approach.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's thought to cover an area so the toothbrush doesn't hit it.
Right.
That's really what we're trying to do, number one. And number two, we're trying to retract better so the patient has more access and visibility and focus to brush better.
Yeah.
But so the retraction part is easy to understand. Like it almost is like a plastic, one of the SKUs is almost like a plastic mirror.
Yeah.
But it's a comfortable
head,
right?
Uh-huh.
But the protection part, when I say protect an implant, you don't really understand it until you see a video.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's important.
We're going to link all of that onto this so that everybody can, they can hear this, but then they can go watch it.
In offices, when we sell it to them, we do have it on iPads available. We have the videos. We'll just recently we sold to an orthodontic office and they asked for three videos of actual patients using it. They're only like 20-second, 30-second videos. The kids can watch it in the chair. Mm-hmm. An adult looking at an implant video can look at a 30-second video. So we have all that available, and it's so important because this new approach takes time to understand it, because if the patient goes home and doesn't understand it, they're not going to use it, then they're going to go back to the office and say, we didn't use it, and then that office is not going to reorder it.
Of course.
So it really is, we're putting a lot of time into our materials for the offices so they understand it, so they stand behind it and explain it the right way, so we're doing our mission.
Yeah,
we're extending that care at home.
Exactly.
And not just assuming the patient understands it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to
so
do this.
Much,
thank you.
And I'm so excited that it's launched
and
you're at all these shows because you've worked really hard, and I know you have.
I have, and it's a pleasure. It's just the beginning.
Yes,
the beginning.
It is. Yes. It is.
Thank you so much.
Any questions?
Thank you.
That you have?
I'm good.
You
thank
good?
You.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, listeners. Please call us or get in touch
with
us online.
Yeah,
we really would love to hear from you.
Yeah. Thanks.